8:10 on this Friday, the 19th of May, 2023. Jeannie Dohmeyer sits to my right. You know, April Fool's Day next year, I think, is a Monday. You could come in and do the show, and I could sleep in.
I don't like Mondays.
Well, I don't either, but I have to be here.
I'm not sure that it would probably be in anybody's best interest to put me live on air for hours at a time.
I think it would be fantastic. We could get one of them six-second delay things installed between now April Fool's Day.
That's fair. We'll give it a whirl.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to
How
it.
How are you, first of all?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
It's the weather's turning, you know, just into fair weather, nearly.
Yeah. Yeah, especially next week. Today, comfortable, cool. Next week's the 80s.
I love the 80s.
Yeah.
I love the 80s. There's a reason I'm a fair manager. I don't like to go outside when it's cold.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of a hot weather girl. So
you and Katie and everybody I know, we like warmer weather.
Yeah.
So I don't like cold weather.
I don't like cold weather either.
Thank goodness county fairs aren't held in cold weather.
Right.
Could you imagine?
There are some times when we talk about the idea of, we don't have this big, beautiful fairgrounds, mm-hmm. and we are always on the desire to use it more and for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we talk about that, we're like, maybe we should have like a winter fair. You know, there could be hot chocolate sales and there could be, ice sculptures. We're a little flat for sleigh rides. Oh. But, you know, I don't know. There could be snowcross or there could be. And every time we talk about it, it's like, brr.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
It seems like a good idea until it comes to the week of and it's like 10 below and the wind chill is like 50 below.
And the thought of literally sitting down
on
the bleachers to watch snowcross.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, no.
Closed circuit TV.
No.
Just have some unlucky guy out there with a camera and everybody watching it from home.
Well, or in the pavilion.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
have a viewing party.
Screens.
It's going right outside the building, but everybody's in the building watching
the TV. But everybody's right here watching TV because it's warm in here.
Oh, man.
So we'll think on that idea. It's got a few flaws yet, so.
Much like everything I do, it's very flawed. So next weekend, Memorial Day, and you're gonna be in the next few Fridays with us here.
Yeah.
Just a little preview of what's cooking for next weekend.
Absolutely. So we have a huge weekend coming up. Of course, we always talk about the band.
Mm-hmm.
Bonjour is their name. They're a combination of Bon Jovi and Journey. Do a great show. Just a good way to kick off your summer.
Yeah.
And of course, they're bringing along another act with them that does a tribute to Heart. And so great female singer is going to lead that section of it. So a couple hours of great music on kickoff to summer weekend.
And you don't have to camp to go there.
Nope. Don't have to camp, but you sure can.
You can. Yeah.
You know, what I love about the fairgrounds camping is you don't need a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go 3 days early and put your stuff out so that you get a spot.
And it's pull through.
It's
the best part.
You pop right up to that. And if you're like me, you can't back.
I was going to say, you know how many marriages have ended with people trying to back an RV into a spot?
That should be our new tagline. Save your marriage.
Camp at the fairgrounds. Boom.
Like it.
Right there.
I'm going to go back to my office and start making the bumper stickers.
There you go. You get some of those printed. I'll take them to my real job and hand them out. That's what we'll do.
I like it. Save your marriage. Camp at the fairgrounds.
Camp at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, but no, there's some great sites there. We have some now with 50 amps back in the back. They all have water. There's a dump station on the grounds. And so, you know, whether it's this weekend or any weekend, just save the hassle. And, you know, we're close to everything.
Yeah, you really are.
So, you know.
But it's still far enough away.
Yeah.
You know.
Secluded enough and quiet enough that it can be an enjoyable time. So. We encourage people to come stay with us.
Tickets still available for Bonjour and all that stuff?
Bonjour. they are available. The best way is in advance.
Okay.
To save you some cash. DelawareCOFair.com. You can get yourself a printable, scannable. You can even scan them right to your phone.
Yeah.
And so bring them up
right
and
on the
we'll
phone.
Go that way. But, you know, last year we started a thing, too, with food trucks on Sunday. So the food trucks will be there during the concert. But we're going to have them there earlier in the day, and we're going to set them up front on the fairgrounds. You can literally do drive-through food truck Sunday and get your food, get your concert, get your camping, or any one of those three things or all three of those things.
Come get food and leave, do a concert and leave, camp and leave, whatever you want to do.
Combination of all three?
Yeah.
Get your food, go to the concert, and...
Stumble home.
Stumble
to the
home.
Campground.
To the campground.
Don't stumble. Yeah, don't stumble to your car.
But how convenient is that?
Yeah.
You know, have a great time at the show and then just stumble home.
Yeah,
no worries.
And that's just because it's gravel. That's why we're saying stumble because it's a little wavy.
It's sometimes we.
Yeah, it's curvy. That's what we're referring to.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Now, before we started, Jeannie's like, "There's a show called Magic Mike coming, so do with that what you will." Tell me about Magic Mike.
So let's just be sure everybody's going with us on this journey. Yes. We're now talking about the fair.
We're talking about the great Delaware County Fair now, not Memorial Day weekend.
Correct.
Turn the page.
And so we have a show coming in that's going to be great for kids and families, and it's called the Magic Mike Show, and I... You know, I feel like...
You know how many moms are going to come to that and then be just kind of a little bit sad?
A little bit sad.
They're going to be a little sad. Like, that, this is not what I expected.
So this Magic Mike Show, I believe, has probably been in place a lot longer than the other franchise, perhaps. but he does a lot of magic, sleight of hand, just the things that you would expect to see at the family version of the Magic Mike Show.
Hey, Grandma, let's go to Magic Mike at the fairgrounds. And she shows up, and she's ready to write you out of the will because it's not the Magic Mike she thought she was going to see.
She's got dollars in her purse.
She's got $50 of ones.
Maybe. Like,
all he did was pull scarves out of a pocket. Yeah. That's all he did.
Right. But he's going to be a lot of fun, you know. You know, they probably shouldn't allow us to do this show together.
This is the best part that they do. Nobody can come in and stop us. That's the best part. So Magic Mike, the Magic Show... At the fairgrounds. That could be one of the run the whole week. Or...
Yeah, okay. So that's one of those shows. He'll be there, and he'll do 2 to 3 shows a day.
Okay.
Little bit of strolling, little bit of, kind of a street performer, if you
will.
Oh,
cool, okay.
Yeah, and so he's going to just be around, and one of the things he told us is he's supposed to do 3, like, 30-minute shows a day, and he's like, what am I going to do if I go sit in my trailer? So a lot of times I just stroll around and have fun with the kids. So
Why not?
I would imagine you'll see him out and about on the fairgrounds all week. And he likes to be there and have a good time and make sure that everybody leaves with a smile on their face. And ultimately, that's the job we're trying to do. So
that's the reason you go to a county fair.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
So next week you're back in. We're going to talk about Memorial Day stuff. Anything else you want to talk about this opening edition of Fridays with Jeannie?
I'm going to keep all the rest a secret.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we can top Magic Mike.
I don't know. We have so many fun things coming in. We've talked about quite a few of them already, but we're gonna go watch our Facebook page. You know, we've been leaking some details, so...
Get your tickets. Get your tickets for the show next weekend, or even get your concert tickets for the fair coming up here.
You can actually do them both at the same time while you're sitting there. Boom. You know, Carly Pierce is listed there. Memorial Day tickets are there. REO tickets are there. Pork Tornadoes for the Labor Day weekend are there. I mean, literally just burn up the credit card right there.
Yeah.
And then it's all paid for. And by the time, by the time you get to fair time, you can just... come have fun. Don't even have to think about that.
June is wedding season. Great wedding gifts.
Oh.
Hey, I would have bought you that blender, but instead, here's tickets to REO Speedwagon.
I like that.
Hey, Grandma, I know it's your 90th birthday. I know you really wanted a puzzle and a Sudoku book, but here's tickets to Magic Mike.
Here's tickets to Magic Mike. You know,
how come that didn't make the promo when we're doing the fair promos?
Well,
that would be an attention getter.
It probably would have been an attention getter. We'll work on that. Maybe we can find another place.
No, you won't. Don't lie.
To pop that in. You know, it's a fine line between the family show that we are at the Delaware County
Fair. This is why Janelle wants to know what we're going to talk about beforehand.
Janelle did ask for a schedule. Yeah.
And this is why we don't tell her. DelawareCOFair.com. Anything else before we go and apologize to everybody out in front of the building?
Right. Just that I can't reiterate enough what a good show Bonjour is going to be, so come see us for that.
Thank you so much for coming in and being party to my reindeer games. I appreciate it.
I absolutely love coming and having a good time. Hopefully people are as entertained on the radio as we are in the studio.
I hope they're having just as good as a time as we are. Jeannie's going to be with us next Friday. In the meantime, we'll put this on our website shortly at kmch.com.